the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, okay. But we're outnumbering you today, aren't we?
Yeah. I like that new intro, though.
What do you think, huh? Yeah. I even put some villain in there just for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Who have you got over here? I'm not sure I know this guy.
Yeah.
Is he new in town?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Everybody knows Andy Miller.
He's not even new to our microphones, so, you know. We've had Andrew on a few times. Andy, how's it going?
Awesome. How are you?
Good. Miller Automotive. First of all, if you've hibernated for about the last year, you expanded.
A tad.
Yeah. In fact, I really have to go back further than that because the Greg Bent acquisition of thing. What did you add for, like, work on car space? I'm not going to call them stalls.
Went from, like, 3 bays to 9 hoist, 9 bays, and we have extra room beyond that, so we can get quite a few cars in the shop.
Oh, can you? Yeah, no kidding. I mean, just unbelievable.
And it's full.
It's full?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's because things break, especially when it's 20 below.
Yeah, it's a bit brisk out.
Yeah. Have you sold a few batteries?
Yes.
Okay.
Quite a few.
All right. And you're over all your sickness, right? I don't have to wear a mask.
No influenza. Yep.
Yeah.
It's we're a week.
Andy
past
got her kind of ishy.
Yep.
But anyway,
yeah,
you made
it
through it. Yeah. Oh, it is going around. It certainly is. So, all right. Well, then the next thing I'm going to ask you is that there was a little old tickler on one Tim's news stories plus on the chamber website. There's some sort of event happening at Steffes.
Airport.
Airport. Yeah, yep. I'm sorry. Well, see, I get that they're right there.
Yes.
Yeah, the airport.
They're neighbors.
Yeah, right. I mean, it has to be airport because you can't fly into Steffes.
Yep.
But they used to be out right there, so yeah.
Pistons and Props.
Yes.
August 9th. So we're going to put together a little fly-in pancake feed, car meet.
Right.
And a business expo.
How about that? Well, I was just at the Lions banquet last night.
Yes.
And talked to a couple people who said they're helping out.
Yes, the Lions have piped up and want to take care of the pancake feed.
They're going to make it relive.
Yep. Yep, I'm excited.
Yeah, because it used to be a regular deal around here, Jamie. Yep. I mean, it was kind of a meeting deal. Kind of one of the first things in spring, or maybe early June, something like that, or late spring, I should say, but where kind of school was out, and then it was, here came this fly-in, and, you know, we live out that way, so there's just all the buzz.
Yep.
Yeah, and, so and you're going to be flying a plane, too?
No.
No.
I'll be watching. We're going to have some hot air balloons and stuff out there, too.
Ooh. Oh, are there?
Yep, the Remax so hot cool air balloon, and so hopefully they'll be given rides, depending on the weather.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what group would we be playing if we're going to be having hot air balloons?
What group?
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, Zeppelin. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, what I did there.
Yep.
So, yeah. So we can, you know, have a little music in the background there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, why not?
Yep.
And then that's just the plane and the air part of it.
Yep.
You're going to have maybe some hot rods.
Hot rods with the car meet. It's not a car show, just a car meet, just to get together. And we're going to have some food trucks out there. We'll get together and chit-chat about hot rods and eat some good food. And with Mike Najowski from Farm Bureau. And
you pronounce that very well.
Yeah, Mitch Simmons from Napa.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us kind of in cahoots with this.
All right. Well, it sounds like lots of fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that people understand if you're, you know, I've got twin daughters.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have twin sisters. I have twin daughters. And I swear they get confused. There aren't things actually like blinker fluid, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
That's kind of the level that they're at.
Okay.
So when how do we simply say that you have, and I know it costs you a bunch monthly, but you have the most up-to-date diagnosis equipment?
Yes.
In town.
Thousands of dollars.
I mean, what is that? How should we explain that to your sisters and my twin daughters?
Oh,
if it's broke,
like,
you can fix it.
Yes.
No matter how new.
No matter how new, we can update computers, and we have the electronic equipment to diagnose stuff, and the resources. That's the big thing, is resources.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
And then immediately, I've watched when they, you know, here comes the diagnosis or whatever, and they push another button, and it has the various different parts depots is where to get those parts. Mm-hmm. It's like now, you know, the instantaneous part of auto diagnosis and then where to get the parts has come a long way from the days when you and I were over at Fergie's.
Getting the old microfish out, trying to find something. And
that's what it was.
Making phone calls. You know, now it's a couple of clicks of the mouse and a couple minutes later, the part's at the door.
Pretty amazing.
Yep.
Now, as far as that goes, I know that when you've got that many stalls, you're probably looking for employees. Do they have to be fully trained, or can you kind of work with some of them?
We can kind of work with some of them.
Okay. Yep.
We have four guys working in the shop right now, and, anywhere from one guy's got 25 years of experience to another guy that's got about 9 months. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing. And then all the maintenance type of things, you have batteries there. You have tires there. You have, a lot of the things that are what we consider maintenance items right there, because the parts houses keep you supplied. And if not, it's 2 minutes away.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Even our tires, if you come in the morning and we need to order them, we can have them in the afternoon.
That's amazing. Yep. Yeah.
So
that's come a long way, too.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember a few times when, you ordered them off eBay and they came in about 3 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. So, it's amazing. Cool. But you guys have done well over there, it's attractive, and you keep it that way.
We got a really good crew.
Yeah.
Really good crew. Yep. Good attitudes and very friendly.
I saw your construction guy was out at the banquet last night.
Mr. Sorgatz,
Brian was, yep. So, yeah.
Yep.
With that, and the reason I bring that up is I'm looking around and you had just talked to the former mayor, because he's a Lion, last week, and then there's Brian over there, and I'm looking all around the room, and I'm thinking, well, I've seen them over at Miller Automotive. I've seen it. It's really, from generations of 85-year-olds down to 18-year-olds, they just got to realize yours is the place to come to.
It's a fun place.
It is.
Yep. So as you walk in the door.
And you know what they've got there right when you walk in the door?
Popcorn machine. I know.
Can it get any better than that?
Nothing.
Oh, man.
Truly.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Even my dog likes the popcorn when we go there. Doesn't he, Andy?
Yes.
Cobber gets to go in there. Oh. He's a spoiled special dog, so I'm just saying. So, all right. Now, I've asked you a lot of questions. You probably want a few things. I want to say a few things to our listening public.
We're also planning on the camshaft special again this year, the car show over at the Civic Arena. Unfortunately, we won't be able to be inside this year because they're going to have the floor and stuff tore up.
But
we'll be out in the parking lot. So,
Do where we can on that.
Yes.
Good. It was fun last year, I got to admit. And even though it was a kind of a rainy day, boy, there was and a lot going on that day, too. So there was people that were there and they had to be somewhere else in the afternoon, things like that. But it really worked out pretty well.
Yes, it was a good time.
Yeah, good.
All right. Good food. Herder's food trailer.
It was. Mm. Yep. Luis, he supplied us pretty good.
So. Yes, and he's going to be back again, and also he's going to be out at the Pistons and Props.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
All right. Once again, tell us when that Pistons and Props is, because it's a fly-in breakfast as well.
August 9th.
All right. August 9th. That's easy for me to remember. So, anything else you've got on that list?
No, sir.
Okay. How often are you open?
Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30.
Yep. And if they got to clean up something on Saturday once in a while, you'll see a human over there.
If you need a ride to work in the morning or something, we can, or come pick your vehicle up. We can do that also.
Good, good. All right. Well, now we're shooting it over to you. It's your turn.
We've
jabbered. It's almost like I've known him before.
Right? Yeah. Lots to catch up on. And, too, like with those events, the Visitors Bureau and the Chamber will be helping to get that word out, too. So if you can't remember how you heard of it, just go to the Visitors Bureau website or the Chamber website, and both of those will be up there.
Okay.
We are looking for businesses for the expo.
Mm. Oh, sure.
Even better.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and like you said, that expo, what type of businesses would you want out there?
Anything, yep.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, good. That should be kind of fun.
Yeah, we are.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I am.
Would you fly in a small little airplane?
I would.
Like if one of the Doring boys said, hey, want to go up an airplane?
Yes.
You'd go?
Yeah, I was bidding on it last year on the online auction.
I never went on those things, but you know, mm-hmm. I put like about 12 tickets in there, but yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it works this year. It's not too far away.
Right.
So, all right. Anything else you've got on your schedule over there, dear?
Yeah, speaking of the online auction, mm-hmm. that is coming mm-hmm. up. I got the posters printed.
Good.
So if you see those up around town and you scan the QR code, nothing will be coming up quite yet because I'm going to get all of that information into Steffes. But again, it'll be open from March 17th through the 23rd. So we're running it through the weekend this year.
That's when you can actually bid on it?
That's when you can actually bid on it. Right. So, but as soon as I get those packages put together, I'll get them online mm-hmm. and then you can kind of see ahead of time what's going to be available and ready for you to bid on.
Okay.
So that is next thing coming up for us.
Mm-hmm.
We also have career and technical college scholarships available, and you can apply for that through April 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that's on the Chamber website and done online.
Okay.
And then March 26th, we will be having a Chamber social. So whether you're a Chamber member or you're just interested to see what we do and what it's, you know, what it means to be a member, that's going to be March 26th from 9:30 to 11 at the Chamber office.
Okay.
All right. We'll have treats and you can hang out and ask questions. And
that's right.
Is there still time to submit for the auction? Submit something?
Always time.
There you go.
We don't have a deadline. The only thing the poster.
Yeah,
we had
right.
a deadline for the poster, right. but yeah, we will, I think last year, about a week before the auction, not even a week before the auction was actually going to start, somebody mm-hmm. was like, hey, I want to do something. All right, let's get it in.
There you go. Yeah. And there probably is no one better equipped across the state of Minnesota than Steffes Auction. They're, well, I mean, nationally known. They're going to do a good job.
And make it a
great auction.
They do. They do a wonderful job.
Good.
Huge support. So.
All right. Well, when can we get a hold of you?
Well, I guess office hours are typically Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. But if we are not around, if we're out and about at businesses or doing various things, then you can leave us a message at 693-8184.
Mm-hmm.
You can visit our website at litch.com or send us an email, litch@litch.com.
There you go. Janae, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Andy. Anytime. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's what it's all about, man.
Have an awesome day.
You bet. And stay warm. You're layered dressed right now.
Yes, sir.
That's good way to go. All right. See you later, gang.